Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome and thank you for being here. My name is Molly McCord and this is my radio show podcast on Conscious Cool Chic. I have been sharing with you inspiring messages, inspirational soul growth messages for years now, and I welcome you who just found me. I'm grateful and glad that you're here, and I welcome back those of you who have been longtime listeners. We are in such a pivotal time right now that I wanted to dedicate this show to the collective energies because I think it can need some more love. Would you agree? So we're going to do really intentional, meditative visualization. And I'm also going to talk about the energies right now. But for those of you who are new, I am an author, an intuitive, an astrologer, a business coach, and I share all of my offerings on ConsciousCoolChic.com. That's my website for 5 years now. And I have written numerous books. I love doing this podcast. I love putting together online courses for you and just sharing with you anything that can inspire and help you on your journey right now. My first spiritual awakening started in 2002, but we have many spiritual awakenings in our lifetime. They just keep expanding. They keep going. So I am here on the path with you. You know, we're doing all this together ultimately, and I'm excited that we are connected right now, that we have the ability to connect, because more than ever, our energies need to unite and really help, really assist with what's going on right now. For those of you who have listened to this podcast for a while, you've noticed that I've been on hiatus, and that's because I moved from Seattle to Florida. That was in the month of September, eclipse month. I talk about astrology here, too, for those who enjoy astrology. Those are typically separate shows because not everyone is interested in astrology, but I love to bring in those energies to understand what we're all experiencing. And so then after I moved, I arrived here in beautiful Cape Canaveral to experience a hurricane, Hurricane Matthew, the first hurricane that has been here in 11 years. And what an adventure that was with my family, my baby, my two cats, my husband. We arrived in this home only to then pack up all of our essentials and load them into both of our vehicles and get the hell out of Dodge for a mandatory evacuation. And we drove inland beyond Orlando, west of Orlando. We were lucky enough to get a hotel that took pets. And we hunkered down for 3 nights and expected the power to go out. We stocked up the coolers. We brought all of our camping equipment. I had this box of toys and books for the baby. And it never happened. We never lost power. And we were so blessed that the hurricane wobbled. It wobbled. It literally was on a path, and it veered to the east. And the 20 miles that it veered to the east, it veered out into the ocean, is what saved this beautiful area. I completely believe that is because of all of the prayers and blessings and light and energy work that we have done. And we have seen the destruction that a hurricane can do with Katrina. 10 years ago, Katrina and everything it did to New Orleans. And I believe that we as a nation really learned a lot. And we've come so far in our consciousness and our expansion of energies and in how powerful we are that we understood on a deeper soul level how our energies collectively could take care of each other. And so Hurricane Matthew traveled up the coastline, and yes, it did create flooding in North Carolina. Yes, it did wreak havoc in Haiti. It did damage in Jamaica. It took out parts of the Bahamas. I'm not saying it was all easy, but it spared millions. Millions. And so came back home, and let me tell you, I had no doubt at all that this is where I'm meant to be right now, that this move was 100% perfect, that it was well-timed, that it's exactly as it needed to be. And I believe that it was also validation of our power at this time and our intentional work together to be creators of energies, of blessings, of prayers. And it's a beautiful example of what we can do together. So that's why I was on hiatus, but I am back now, and I have some shows coming up for you, some astrology shows and some other shows. So please subscribe. And also, you know, check out the full library that I have here for you of free podcasts of all topics. I know soulmates is a big issue for many people. Money, finances, your consciousness, your expansion, all of that. I hope that these shows help you. So check them out on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. So let's dive into this topic here about the collective energies that are happening and are ready to be cleared. And what I'd like to do is invite you to get into a calm space deep within yourself. You could visualize that as your solar plexus, that's right at your belly, that's the yellow chakra. You could visualize it as your heart. You could just visualize it as the white, clear light within you. And what I'd like to do is just take some very intentional, deep breaths where you breathe in deeply and fully the love you have for yourself, and you exhale deeply and fully all lower energies. And now you're going to inhale again the love you have for your family, that deep, true love. And you're going to exhale all lower vibrations. And now you're going to inhale the love you have for your community, your city, your neighbors. And you're going to exhale all lower vibrations. Don't need to carry. And then you're going to inhale in this next round of love, your deep, unwavering, truest love for humanity. All people, all souls, all beings who are here right now. And then you're exhaling everything else that you don't need, that is too heavy, that is no longer worth your time and energy. Okay, just keep those slow breaths. When we breathe in deeply, we're breathing oxygen, this fresh oxygen, into our brains, into our cells, into our DNA. We're allowing it all to purposely flood us with fresh energy. That's why they say when you get upset or angry to take 3 deep breaths because it really does something to us neurologically. So here in the United States, especially, we're moving through a lot of turmoil and intensity, polarization, dualization, duality, And let's just sum it up with crud. And I'm getting the visual of when you, you know, you lift up the carpet somewhere, the carpet that's been, you know, in a room for a long time, and you lift it up and you're like, you know, we're ready for some new carpet in this room. And then you find all the stains and the stinks and the smells and the crap and the dirt and the dust underneath that carpet. And you think, wow, what a mess this is. But I'm already pulling back this carpet. It's already coming up. We've got to take it off. We've got to clear it out. And to do that, you have to go through the crud first. And so what we're doing here is we're looking at how much is happening within people's consciousness and their awareness, the beliefs we're all carrying, the opinions, the values, and how different it is, how we're on different sides of a spectrum, or we carry different perceptions and understandings. That's all coming up. It's all being revealed. It's all being the opportunity to be looked at. And I have felt this myself. Maybe you have too. Isn't it fascinating? Like, if you were to watch yourself, is it easy for you to be pulled into the mudslinging? You know, like this polarization of what is going on? And I acknowledge that not all of you are Americans who listen to this program. And I'm sure you have some very wise, not only insights, but perceptions of what's happening in the U.S. too. So astrologically, the United States is a Cancer country. 4th of July, right? Independence Day, that's our birthday. I'm an American. And I've lived abroad, and when you've lived abroad, you see things looking back in a different direction. You see things in a different way, because once you engage with people and hear their perceptions, it takes you out of what you had always known. So Cancer, the energy of Cancer for the country, is defensive. Right? Cancer is defensive. It's about home base. It's about the military, right? You know, protecting our borders. It's very emotional. It gets very worked up. It's not objective. It's highly subjective. This is the energy of Cancer, by the way. This is the archetype. It can feel vulnerable, emotional. It wants to be safe. Wants to be expressive. It really wants to be safe in the world. And so when we talk about the United States and understand this is the energy of the country, it all kind of makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense when you say, okay, let's see, emotional, defensive, home, protection of boundaries, protection of borders, the motherland. Cancer is the mother archetype, nurturing. We want to be taken care of. The United States has this energy of deep strength, but it's also young. We're a young country. And this is where the childish energy comes forth. There's other countries that are Capricorn, and they just think we're ridiculous, by the way. You know, there's other countries that are like, why can't these people tone it down, get their act together, be adults, be more mature? True. So the United States is really going through some big things right now that are showing us our deeper programming, our deeper beliefs. And then we have these two roles of these two prominent candidates, presidential candidates that are coming forth that are triggering us, right? Both of them are triggering us. By the way, on my website, consciouscoolchic.com, I have the astrological profiles of Hillary and Donald. And if you're interested, I'm going to do another show on them, by the way. So that's coming up here. Hopefully later this week, I'll devote a show to their astrological profiles. But right now, we're being triggered on both sides. by two people who are very strong personalities. Now, we have other candidates in the race, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, but they aren't really in the race, you know, because they don't really stand a chance. So you have all of these energies that are essentially representing some aspect of us, the collective us. And I don't just mean Americans, because you could broaden this out to a bigger worldview. Now, I, on a personal note, just to share, my higher education is in politics. That's why I'm drawn to this stuff. My bachelor's degree is in poli-sci and women's studies, and my master's degree is in international relations and diplomacy. And so I like to pull in this political stuff to spiritual growth and consciousness, because it is connected. It relates. It's revealing a part of our psyche, part of ourselves, you know, what's really happening on the, you know, on Main Street, if you will, on the ground level in people's lives. And so this is an amazing time to look at where we're at collectively. And as I described, the crud is coming up. It's here. And we each have a responsibility to own it. To own it, own our opinions, own our triggers, own our discomfort, and to own it in a way that is detached and accepting, where you say, this is what I believe, this is how I feel, this is my opinion. I own it, and I understand that other people have the exact same right to do that as well. And so what we're going to do is actually rise above these differences, these opinions, the ways that we are polarizing each other. And we're going to send love and light forward and into the present. We're going to create it here in the present, and we're going to guide it forward, because we know we can do this. Those of us who are consciously aware of the power of energies understand, of course we can do this. Like hell we can do this. And we may not be in charge of all the ways this plays out, but we're going to make a dent, and we're going to make an impression. So what I'd like you to do now is just focus on a giant ball of light. Giant ball of light. And it is so clear, so bright. I mean, it could even be hard to look at. And what we're going to do is see how that giant ball of amazing energy and light is within each of us. Feel it in you. Feel it. Feel it in you as part of you, as innately you, as all of you. And then watch it expand out beyond your body, beyond your aura. And it goes out and out, and it's continuing to expand exponentially, okay? And you could feel this happening fast. Like, it could be this quick spiral of energy. It could be this really quick sense of, oh, wow, this just happened so quickly, like your mind can't even get wrapped around it. And you're feeling it intensely. And you're feeling it deeply. In fact, it could also feel so innate. You're just like, this is me. This is totally me. And this is your endless well of love for humanity. And you're sending it out. Oh, it's so powerful. It's so beautiful. Around the globe, essentially, okay? Like, it's getting wrapped around the globe. And I want you to see it spiral and spin around the globe, And it's spinning as this amazing ball of light that we're each contributing to. Every person listening right now, no matter what time, no matter where on the planet, you are contributing to this ball of light. Okay? Thousands of us are contributing to this ball of light, and it's acting like this powerful magnet that is collecting and removing hate, anger,